Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
One of the tactics a narcissist will use in the beginning, or really at any time of a relationship, is the tactic to keep you silent. Abusers groom their target with a purpose to manipulate for their benefit. This is Lynn, host of the Moving Forward with Hope podcast, and today we're going to talk about the power of silence.
Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
When in a relationship with a narcissist, silence becomes the unspoken rule. The abused learns what they can do and cannot do, say and not say, and over time are conditioned into abiding by the rules as a learned behavior and as part of an established and acceptable method of relationship. Silence becomes acceptable. Silence is favored, and silence keeps the abuse intact. You see, a narcissist will not tell you to be silent at their abuse. They will be adept in setting up circumstances in which you will have to deem for yourself that it is best as a matter of survival within the concept of the relationship, if you wish it to remain intact, as it were, to be silent. What may happen is that if you are to share too much information with someone outside the network, a threat will incur, or another form of malicious abuse will be set up on the inside to train you not to speak or to share again about what is occurring. It can be a threat from a tone of voice, or it can be from another tactic. Please check out, I wrote a book called Master Manipulators. Discover the tactics narcissists devise to manipulate, deceive, and control for more concise information on these tactics. What is occurring with silence is the control of information. A narcissist will condition you not to speak up, not to share with close friends or anyone for that matter, but to remain in a silent bubble that is oftentimes filled with fear. Fear is one of the greatest tactics. Not only is it used to control, but it has a wide range of subsequent responses that correspond with the fear mechanism. Over time, your perceptions change and you adapt to the messages you hear covertly. You understand it's not, quote, polite to share, and the ramifications if you do slip up and share too much with others, again, outside the narcissistic environment. This perpetuates the fear response. Understanding how narcissistic abusers work is essential in freeing yourself from the devastating entanglement. It's important to be wise and to learn about the deceptive tactics so you can easily spot it. Abusers will control information and how others view them so they can have control. They are known to twist information so that it suits their purpose and desired outcome. One thing that often occurs when the relationship has ended is the redirection in the pattern of silence. No longer does the abused / survivor have loyalty to the abuser to remain silent through the conditioning and the grooming. Their survivor is now an overcomer, but when they choose to go no contact and to be silent toward their abuser, it's this redirection of loyalty. The survivor then will have to overcome the historical thinking patterns which have taken root. The survivor changes from being silent to gaining their voice and then being empowered to choosing to be silent, going no contact toward the abuser. The survivor realizes the choice and the power they have. The longer period of time with no contact, the mind and body starts to heal and recover. But healing and even grieving the loss that occurred still needs to take place. Learn about the 7 stages of healing and recovery after narcissistic abuse. I'll drop that one in the comments too. But it can be empowering to go from being silenced to then being on the opposite side of the spectrum and choosing who you are silent toward, right? It's a choice. Choice is, there's freedom, right? Freedom to choose who, what, where, instead of being on the other side of the spectrum. Choice is powerful, and with it comes empowerment. It's the ability to choose who you let close and who you will not. This is Lynn. Please check out our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com. Check out our podcast page, follow us on social media, and for now, we're signing off. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.